up on the bed. Now, my daddy doesn't like that. Let's play house.
Okay, you be the daddy.
Okay, you be the kid.
Okay. Can we jump on the bed?
What did I just tell you?
But you're the daddy now.
In that case, let's do it!
Your hair can jump higher than you, you know.
Oh, yeah!
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Everywhere you look, there's a heart,
a hand to hold on to.
Everywhere you look, there's a face of somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look,
when you're lost out there and you're all alone,
excellent. My Valentine cards are all addressed.
Wow, Kimmy, I can't believe you know so many guys.
Oh, I don't. I only know these guys. These are addressed to Occupant.
Okay, Steve, these cookies are cool enough to pack.
But not your mouth.
Something smells like cookies. I knew it.
Sorry, Michelle, but these are for the student council bake sale.
Bummer. How come they're all shaped like hearts?
Well, because they're for Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day is about love, and love comes from the heart.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Hey, Squirt, I'm taking biology. You want to see what a real heart looks like?
Ew!
Well, actually, that's a baboon's heart, but you get the picture.
Kimmy, come on, cool out, please. Yeah, Michelle, you know, we can spare one cookie. There you go. Look, an M and sprinkles. Now you're my special Valentine.
I am?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hey, Deej, you gonna let Thumbelina steal your man?
Hey, can't stand in the way of true love.
True love? I'm never gonna eat this cookie.
Cute.
All right, Beck, brace yourself. I'm about to enter the computer age.
Is it 1973 already?
funny. Look, I may have been a little slow getting to it, but the point is, I have arrived.
Uncle Jesse, I heard you got a new computer.
Yeah, and my night school teacher wasn't too impressed with my handwriting. He asked me if I wrote my last report during an earthquake.
Yeah, I read that one. Tom Sewer and Huckleberry Fink by Marv Twain.
You know, we're studying computers at school. I can help you.
Stephanie, please, I am fully aware, okay? Now, I run a computerized synthesizer, I run a 24-track mixing board. I am no stranger to technology. All right, let's hit that power button. Let's find that power button.
Allow me.
Oh, there it is. Okay, there's the power button. Very good, fine. Thank you very much. I will take it from here. Where do I take it?
You have to call up the program.
Oh, okay. I knew that. Yo, program! Just a little computer humor. All right, maybe I need a little help.
try a lot of help. Okay, what you do is you just hit return.
Right.
Then escape.
Uh-huh.
File.
Of course.
Like the name of the file.
Of course.
Format.
Uh-huh.
Line spacing.
Sure.
Two.
Uh-huh.
Return.
Uh-huh.
And presto.
Good.
You're ready to go.
All right, good. That's very good. I got it. Oh, except for I missed one little thing.
What?
Everything before presto.
Okay, Joey, get yourself psyched. Today's the big day. It's us against your closet.
Come on, you're way over the top.
Oh, really? Well, when was the last time you cleaned it up?
Okay, what's today? Tuesday, so it would be, never.
I knew I should have run at that flamethrower.
Come on, Danny, it's not that bad.
I always wonder where that tunnel on Hogan's Heroes came out.
Shut up, Clink!
Okay, you know what? I can't believe you have all this stuff here. Look at this.
Pet rock? Good boy. Oh, this is nice. X-ray glasses.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, a Fonzie watch.
Hey!
Look at this. A picture of Barbara Ann Veronelli.
That's a tosser.
Why would you save a picture of my old high school girlfriend?
I don't know. It was so long ago. Don't be so grabby.
Something on the back here. Dearest, whenever I think of eternal love, only one name springs to my lips. Joey. Joey. When did you go out with Barbara Ann?
I don't know. It was sometime after you guys broke up.
Yeah? How long after?
I don't know. A week, a month, a lunch hour? Hey, look at that. You switched to boxer shorts.
Daddy, what do you do when you love someone?
Well, come here, honey. When you love somebody, you start a relationship with that person. And if the relationship grows and it blossoms, and your best friend doesn't steal her away from you and not tell you about it for 20 years, maybe you might ask that person to marry you.
Really? That's all I need to know. Carry on, boys.
Joey, I want you to tell me straight. Did you steal Barbara Ann away from me?
Danny, I happen to be your best friend. How insensitive do you think I am?
Steve, wait. I need to ask you something.
Sure, kid. You name it.
Will you marry me?
Why not? I got no homework today.
Today works for me.
You know, Michelle, if you're gonna get married, you're gonna need an engagement ring. Here, how about this twisty tie?
Now let's do this right. Michelle Tanner, will you marry me?
Of course. Why do you think I asked?
Oh, Michelle, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Look how the wire catches the light.
Well, we gotta go. See you later. God, I love that kid.
I'm getting married. This is gonna be the happiest day of my life. To be a surprise, sit down. I'm getting married. Hey, I love planned weddings. I'm not playing, this is for real. I'm going to marry Steve today. Bull, he's a babe! You're telling me?
But isn't that DJ's boyfriend?
Not anymore.
Girls, what you doing?
Aunt Becky, how do you have a wedding?
Well, Michelle, you were at my wedding, don't you remember?
All I remember is throwing flowers, eating cake, and wearing tights what made my knees itch.
Well, I'll tell you what. We can look through my wedding album, okay?
Okay.
This will be a lot of fun. I haven't looked through this book in such a long time. Oh, look, look, look. Here we are, arriving at the church. Oh, and here we are again, arriving at the correct church. My dad was really nervous.
You look so beautiful.
Aw, thanks.
I gotta find a dress like that.
Oh, you will, sweetheart. You are gonna make a beautiful bride someday.
Someday?
Look, here's Danny helping the caterer scrub some pots. Oh, and there you are, scratching your itchy knees.
Look at this, guys. I'm already on page 12. This is so cool. It is great living in the computer age. Although you guys are still living in the Crayola age, huh?
Uncle Jesse, can I ask you a question?
Sure. I'm on a little break. Or as we say in the computer world, a little downtime.
What happens after you have a wedding?
Well, you kick out all the relatives, count your toasters, then you go on your honeymoon.
What's a honeymoon?
Well, a honeymoon is, it's a very special time where the newlywed couple, they get to know each other.
Don't they know each other before the wedding?
Possibly. But now they don't have to hide it from their parents.
What did you and Aunt Becky do on your honeymoon?
We were very busy.
Doing what?
Writing thank you notes for those toasters. Listen, let's just say that it's a really, really fun trip to go on, okay?
Oh, thanks. Where are you gonna have your honeymoon? I don't know. Hawaii or Chuck E. Cheese.
Come on, I got work to do. Run along. Run along. Mickey, Alex, don't touch that. File erased?
Uh-oh.
Excuse me, move.
Here it is, Barbara Ann Veronelli.
Danny, let's just drop it. I did not steal your girlfriend.
We'll just see about that, won't we? Hello? Yes, is this Barbara Ann Veronelli? Yes, yes, from Golden Bay High School? I am so glad I got a hold of you. This, you're not going to believe this. This is Danny Tanner. Right, Dan. Yeah, all cleared up. Look, the reason I'm calling you is actually kind of silly. Because,
it's very silly.
That was actually Joey Gladstone. She wants to say hi.
Babs. Hey, how's it going? No, I can't. I don't do Flip Wilson anymore. Okay, for old time's sake.
The devil made me do it, honey!
Give me that. Hi, it's Dan again. I'm just gonna ask you this. When you were dating me in high school, were you going out with Joey too? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. No. Really? Oh, well, thanks for clearing that up for me. Oh, no thanks, but if I ever need any Amway, I'll give you a call.
Well, I guess you feel pretty darn silly right about now.
Actually, we should both feel pretty darn silly right about now. Turns out the only reason Barbara was going out with either of us was to make some other guy jealous.
Well, who was he?
Some younger guy. Maybe you know him. His name was Jesse Katsopoulos.
I do know him.
Mayday! SOS! My whole report got erased.
Oh, gee, that's too bad.
Yeah, he's breaking my heart.
Steph, Nikki and Alex got to my computer. They erased my whole report. I need help.
All right, everyone, stand back. I'm gonna need plenty of hot water.
To fix a computer?
No, I want some hot chocolate.
Hey, Nikki, Alex, my beautiful boys. Hi, tell me, what did you do to Daddy's computer?
Huh?
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Jess, isn't that cute? I asked them what they did to your report, and they said...
Boys, Daddy's computer is not a toy.
Steph, you brought my report back. How'd you do that?
Simple. The automatic backup feature saves your document every 10 minutes.
Stephanie, you're a genius.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But you're more than welcome to.
Hi.
Hey, Deej, how'd your bake sale go?
Oh, it was great. Our class raised over $50. Of course, $35 of that was from Steve.
Yeah, now I'm broke because I didn't see that stupid sign. You eat it, you bought it.
Is everybody ready?
Ready for what?
For Michelle's wedding.
Steve, I know you two will be very happy.
Steven. Is there something you'd like to tell us, young man?
Michelle was just playing. She asked Steve to marry her. He gave her a ring. It was so adorable.
Yeah, it was really cute. Yeah.
You know, Steve, you're a very lucky young man. You're going to be married to a woman who can order from the kitty menu.
Let's go, people. The other guests are here.
Let's see who's here. Oh, Big Bear. Yeah, wow. Look at the turnout. I don't recognize any of these guests.
There. You guys sit with the bride's family.
Ooh, look at
here we go.
Okay, everybody line up. Let's go.
Wow, this is really nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
You ready?
Let's do it!
What a beautiful bride.
What a beautiful tablecloth.
Somebody's bride.
You know, it's funny. I thought you'd get married first.
Don't start.
You, the husband, over here.
Danny, look at it this way. Not losing a daughter, a gain in a garbage disposal.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, the bride and groom have to hold hands. It's okay, Steve. I washed. Now, let's get you two married. Do you, Steve, want to marry Michelle?
Yeah, sure.
You're supposed to say, I do.
Oh, sorry. I do.
Okay. Do you, Michelle, want to marry Steve? You bet I do. Okay. I now announce you husband and wife.
Great. Well, thanks, Michelle. This was fun, but I gotta get going now.
You can't go.
But I have to. See, my mom's making meatloaf tonight.
But we're married. We're supposed to stay together all the time.
Michelle, you do realize this was just a pretend wedding, don't you?
No, Daddy. It was a real one.
Well, I think we might have a problem here.
See, Michelle, if you were really married to Steve, then you wouldn't be able to live in the same room with Stephanie anymore.
That's right.
My own room? I'm sure you two will be very happy.
Michelle, what we mean is after you get married, you move away from your family. Is that what you really want?
Uncle Jesse didn't move away.
Yeah, good point.
Steve, is Chuck E. Cheese all right for our honeymoon?
Honeymoon?
Listen, Michelle. My buddy. I think that Steve and DJ, they were just kidding around. I mean, this whole thing isn't for real.
I don't believe it.
I'm sorry, honey, but what Uncle Jesse just said is true.
Michelle, we thought that you were just playing.
Steve?
Michelle, I'm really sorry. I thought we were just having some fun.
That was mean. Really mean.
Thank you.
Michelle. I'm sorry you feel sad, honey.
Why won't Steve marry me?
Honey, you're 6 years old. You're too young to get married.
But I love Steve.
Look, I know you do. But it's not the same kind of love that grown-ups feel when they get married.
I hate being a little kid. I can't stay up late. I can't cross the street. I can't get married.
Oh, honey. I know how you feel. It's tough being a kid. And sometimes people forget how little kids have feelings. And right now, what you're feeling is a broken heart.
Can you fix it?
I'll try. But you gotta understand, see, Steve is DJ's boyfriend. She loves him and he loves her.
Still broken.
Come here, honey. Look, one day you'll be all grown up and you'll have a boyfriend. And then you'll fall in love. And then when you're older than that, much, 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 much older than that, you'll get married. And you'll get married because you want to spend all your time with that person.
I don't want to wait.
Yeah, but there's something great about waiting for the person that you love.
What?
Well, in the meantime, you get to be with all the people that you love. You know, your family. And we're going to make sure that you have lots of fun and lots of hugs and lots of kisses.
I think my heart is feeling better.
Oh, that's my girl. I love you so much.
Michelle, are you all right?
I guess so.
Michelle, look, I know you're angry at me, but I want you to know I never meant to hurt your feelings. Are we still friends?
Yeah, we're friends. DJ, he's all yours.
Thanks, Michelle. You know, we're feeling pretty guilty about this whole thing, so if there's anything we can do to make it up to you, now's the time to ask.
Yeah, you name it.
Well, I'm thinking pizza and plenty of it.
Sure, it's my treat.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, no problem, Michelle. Mr. Tanner, could I borrow a couple bucks?
Don't worry about it. I'll put it on your tab.
Come on, Steve. By the way, come to Mr. Tanner's story, you know?